Greetings, welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, this 30th day of December. Brian, it's good to be here with you in the final hours of the year 2010. That may be a bit dramatic since there's a whole day left, but compared to the whole year, that's true. It's the final hours. 2 days and we have completed a year in the Bible every single day together. Today we begin the final book of the Old Testament, the final book that we will encounter. We are in all of the other books we're completing now. The book of Malachi is the final of the 12 minor prophets, the last book of the Old Testament. It'll be 400 years before God sends another prophet in John the Baptist. As with all the other prophets, God's central message is clear. Return to me. Come back. Come home. Coupled with the ever-present promise of restoration. In Malachi's case, he's also speaking to the priests who have simply begun to not take the law seriously. For example, the Mosaic law required sacrifices that were pure and spotless. Priests have begun using blemished and blind animals. Throughout the culture, men had begun treating their wives of their youth disrespectfully and still expected God to accept their sacrifices. And on it goes. Same story, different writer, different book. Of course, the parallels are striking, and it doesn't take a degree in theology to apply the circumstances to the culture today. God isn't pleased when we disobey him. And that isn't because he's a self-absorbed tyrant. It's because he knows what's best for us. And the fact is, he is best for us in all circumstances. And so we conclude the Old Testament with an oracle of the Lord spoken through his servant Malachi. Turn back to God. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 2:17. A prophecy. The word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord. But you ask, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob. But Esau I have hated, and I have turned his hill country into a wasteland, and left his inheritance to the desert jackals. Edom may say, though we have been crushed, we will rebuild the ruins. This is what the Lord Almighty says. They may build, but I will demolish. They will be called the wicked land, a people always under the wrath of the Lord. You will see it with your own eyes and say, great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel. A son honors his father and a slave his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Says the Lord Almighty. It is you priests who show contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? By offering defiled food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible. When you offer blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice lame or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. Now plead with God to be gracious to us with such offerings from your hands. He will accept you, says the Lord Almighty. Oh, that one of you would shut the temple doors so that you would not light useless fires on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty, and I will accept no offering from your hands. My name will be great among the nations, from where the sun rises to where it sets. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to me, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. But you profane it by saying, the Lord's table is defiled, and its food is contemptible. And you say, what a burden, and you sniff at it contemptuously, says the Lord Almighty. When you bring injured, lame, or diseased animals to offer them as sacrifices, should I accept them from your hands, says the Lord? Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable male in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifices a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, says the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be feared among the nations. And now, you priests, this warning is for you. If you do not listen and if you do not resolve to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse on you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them, because you have not resolved to honor me. Because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. I will smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. And you will know that I have sent you this warning, so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty. My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin. For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty. And people seek instruction from his mouth. But you have turned from the way, and by your teaching have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi, says the Lord Almighty. So I have caused you to be despised and humiliated before all the people, because you have not followed my ways, but have shown partiality in matters of the law. Do we not all have one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our ancestors by being unfaithful to one another? Judah has been unfaithful. A detestable thing has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. Judah has desecrated the sanctuary the Lord loves by marrying women who worship a foreign god. As for the man who does this, whoever he may the Lord remove him from the tents of Jacob, even though he brings an offering to the Lord Almighty. Another thing you do, you flood the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because he no longer looks with favor on your offerings or accepts them with pleasure from your hands. You ask, why? It is because the Lord is the witness between you and the wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. Has not the one God made you? You belong to him in body and spirit. And what does the one God seek? Godly offspring. So be on your guard, and do not be unfaithful to the wife of your youth. The man who hates and divorces his wife, says the Lord, the God of Israel, does violence to the one he should protect, says the Lord Almighty. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful. You have wearied the Lord with your words. How have we wearied him, you ask? By saying, all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord, and he is pleased with them. Or where is the God of justice? Revelation 21, 1 through 27. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." One of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who walked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, and as wide and high as it is long. The angel measured the wall using human measurement, and it was 144 cubits thick. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, agate, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, onyx, the sixth, ruby, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, turquoise, the 11th, jacinth, and the 12th, amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no more night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Psalm 149, 1 through 9. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31, 10 through 24. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this year. And although it's not over, although we have a day left, we thank you for what you've done in our lives this year. We're not checking out. We believe that you will speak in the final day of 2010. And that we will be able to close the book on that year and release it to you and to history, moving forward with you. For we can't go back. But we can remember and recall your faithfulness to us in a year of incredible transition. So we thank you, God, for what you've done. You are the Mighty One. You are the Holy One. And we love you. We invite you to speak through your word tomorrow and in every day of the coming year. We pray this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And I'll begin sharing all the different components of the Daily Audio Bible again, starting on the 1st of January with all of our new friends and people who will become family around here in the next year. But there's a couple of things to wrap up the year that I do want to talk to you about. The video is one of them. I'll stop talking about the video tomorrow. But we are inviting everyone, everywhere, to utilize the video that we've created to introduce the Daily Audio Bible in about 2 minutes to anyone that you can as we go into the new year, especially churches. If you haven't yet, download the video in either high definition or standard definition and take it over to your church. See if they'll incorporate it into their announcement section on Sunday. As we've been doing this 3-week push for the video, and this Sunday will be the final Sunday to invite people to experience the Word of God in community every day. The second thing is good news. We will be launching 2 new podcasts to the Daily Audio Bible family on the 1st of January. One that has been so long in the coming that it's almost hard to believe we're here. So Daily Audio Bible Chinese releases January 1st in Mandarin Chinese through the Bible. And Daily Audio Proverbios, I'm probably not saying that right, but I'm not Spanish. I do want to learn it in my spare time. That was a joke. I would like to learn it. I just don't have any spare time. Proverbios, Daily Audio Proverbs in Spanish will also release on the 1st of January. So look for those. You can subscribe to them at iTunes. If you have friends and family that speak either one of those languages and would like to introduce them to the scriptures in their native tongue, please, by all means, put the word out there. Daily Audio Bible Mandarin Chinese and the Daily Audio Proverbs in Espanol. January 1st. And that is one step further as we try to take often in the mission. Bringing the spoken word of God to anyone who will listen, anywhere on this planet, anytime, day or night. So your prayers of protection over this launch would be greatly appreciated as we move forward as a family to doing our part in the Great Commission, bringing the word of God to people. I had sincerely planned to release a third podcast this year, and probably will this year, but it's just not possible for January 1st. A lot of you, over the last couple of years have requested Daily Audio Psalms, and that is in production. It just can't be accomplished in time for the new year. So in selecting where we were going to prioritize, it felt like the Lord was saying, you know, the Chinese was of vital importance. You might not know this, but Chinese people are listening to the Daily Audio Bible in English, and at times, it's a third of the listeners. And it's because they're learning English through the Daily Audio Bible. But we really felt like God was inviting us several years ago, and it took 2 years to get here, to get this produced. It's not easy to get this done in this language. So we felt like God was saying, bring the native tongue, the spoken word of God to the Chinese people. So we are. And then it felt like Daily Audio Proverbs in Spanish, which the Spanish team, both in Dallas and in Nicaragua, have been working on. Felt like that needed to be a priority too. So the Daily Audio Psalms will come just in the midst of a number of reading projects. The Apocrypha project, which had been going on during the year, will be completed, and Daily Audio Psalms will come. And then there's a couple of other narrative projects that we have on the books for 2011 in by way of resources. All right, and then a couple of things I need to remind you of. Tomorrow's the last day of the year. If you're behind, you need to download ahead. I mean, it won't be there is what I'm saying. Come January 1st, none of 2010 will any longer be available on the Daily Audio Bible feed. It will never not be available. It will always be available, but you'll have to go over to the Daily Audio Bible store and buy it. Now, we sell the Daily Audio Bible by the month for $2. That just covers our bandwidth uses. It just helps to kind of cover the fees and stuff for providing this. So it's not like we're out here trying to figure out how to make a buck for the people who didn't download all the year. That's not it at all. We do provide all of the previous year's readings as inexpensively as we can. And Daily Audio Bible being a nonprofit, anything that is over and above just goes to support what's happening here. And it continues to grow. And this is how we make the Daily Audio Bible free. So, if you want it free, download it. Because January 1st, everything changes to 2011. And I know that some people will not heed this call. I'm just making sure that I try to let you know this happens every single year. And it has to happen this way. We have to freshly start the year every new year. And so, and reset all of the different feeds. It's just a very, very complex, big job to make everything fire at once and start the new year again. So, whether you're behind or not, download it ahead of time. I mean, download tomorrow when tomorrow comes. This way you can catch up and not have to worry about it. If you miss out, then you can find December at the Daily Audio Bible Store. All right, cafe update. The Wind Farm Cafe is opening. Its grand opening will be the 3rd of January, which is this coming Monday. And we have been beta testing the webcams that we've placed in the cafe. And you'll always, pretty much always, when the cafe's open, be able to log in and see what's going on at the Wind Farm here in Spring Hill, the mothership, sort of. As we perfect this model, you'll be able to log in and see what's going on. But you can, if you can't be here, then you can enjoy whatever's happening at the grand opening online. I do not have all of the links and everything to get you there. We're still beta testing. But I can tell you that there will be a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com that will take you where you need to go. If you want to just check in throughout the day. And it looks like what we're going to have is a video window, but the ability to chat at the same time. So those of you who are watching can chat with each other during the grand opening. And so that'll be fun. And we'll pretty much always keep that window open when the Wind Farm Cafe is open. You can participate, be there, even no matter where you are in the world. So stay tuned for that. All right, if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible and it is your wishes to have charitable giving for the year 2010, then you can still do that. Daily Audio Bible, of course, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So as long as that happens by tomorrow, you're good. As long as it's postmarked by tomorrow, then you're good. You can partner with the Daily Audio Bible at the website. There is a link on the homepage. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. I love you guys. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Teresa Austin. I'm calling. I'm kind of upset right now. I was told that I would be losing my job, and I just asked for prayer. I don't get 30 days or anything. It was an assignment, so I wasn't a regular employee. But I just feel really hurt because I was told it was supposed to be a full-time engagement or job opportunity, and it didn't turn into that. And I feel like I gave that company everything that I had, and I helped them tremendously. So I'm just so hurt right now. I don't know where my future lies. I've been in corporate America and accounting, and I just feel like it hasn't treated me kindly, and I'm just so tired. I have a bachelor's degree,
in business with a minor in accounting, and I'm working on my master's, which will be done in May. And I have a letter to sit for the CPA exam, and I just try to do all these things to be more marketable, and I just don't know what to do. And I ask for everybody to pray. I don't know what else to do, but I'm the only one working in my household to support my family. And I've been on job interviews, but it's not really anything in my field that I've been interviewing for. And I've been praying and begging and pleading with God to give me favor. And I've been so hurt in this field that I'm working in, like corporate America. So painful. I just really feel like a lot of times we don't get recognized or get the opportunity because of racism, or we don't get that warm, nurturing mentorship that a lot of different people get. And I'm sorry to say this on here because it's true. And it's hurtful. And it's so unfair. But I don't, at the same time, I don't know what God has in store. And I just ask that people pray for me and pray for me to have peace and not to carry this with me, and that God will bless me anyway and help me to find a job better than the one I was on and better able to take care of my family. If you could please put this in quickly and pray for me, if anybody listening to this, please pray, because I don't want to lose my home, my vehicle, and not be able to support my daughter. So, I just need better. I really do. I'm just really tired. I'm doing everything I know how as a Christian, as a worker, in my volunteer work. And I just really had this kind of like, just kind of hit it today, rock bottom. So, but there's worse things. I know I've been worse than this, and I've always been able to pull myself up. So, even while I'm saying this, I think just talking on here and knowing that there's people out there listening, maybe, you know, if we stand together as a group and pray for each other, God will work something for me. So thank you anyway. If you're praying for me, I appreciate it. And I thank you in advance. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Brian and DAB family. My name is Antoine Johnson. I'm from Hampton, Virginia. I have placed a prayer request on the forums for my new business, which is James217Apparel.com. But I'm not calling to do like a, I guess, an advertisement or anything. I'm just calling for prayer. I did call for, well, put the form in the, on the online just to get a request for help or, you know, prayer for my, for ownership privileges or, you know, things like that. But I'm calling today, which is on December 11th, and I'm asking for prayer for December 12th, which is a big event for me at my church because of the fact that we're going to have different music artists there. And I'm just asking for prayer for, I guess, for me to do well as far as in the business and partnering with different artists and getting the business name out. I would greatly appreciate it. I've been listening to the Daily Audio Bible for a year and a half now. I really love it. I'll be praying for the people that call in for their prayer request, and I'm calling now just to watch God work, and I'm hoping to call back with a prayer report, praise report. Thank you for your continued prayers. I love y'all too. Bye.